Today's show is brought to you by Christmas Yard Inflatables. Sure, they're great when filled with air, but during a rainy day, it looks like someone ran over Santa in your front yard.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
All right, you know what day it is?
That's part of my job here as host, is to tell you what day of the week it is.
Today is National Pickle Day. Today is National Pickle Day.
I love pickles.
I want pickles.
It's pickles.
It's a pickle, I tell you.
Yep, I love it.
You had me at pickle.
Boom! Big reveal. I'm Pickle Rick!
Happy National Pickle Day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So freaking darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Yep. How do you get our live show and our featured channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That is a repack of the live show. We do the live show in the morning on Radio 434. We save all the segments. We repack all the segments into a full-length podcast that lives on in purple patootie. And you can go back and listen to it anytime. It's like a virtual time machine for this particular show. And then just jump on it. And you can listen to, you know, today's show, yesterday's show, the shows from years ago. They're all up there. If you just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You got to add the VA in there. Just say the Mike Show VA podcast and she'll play it. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even our website. Just go to radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to our podcast. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, it's Theatre Thursday, and we've got the folks from 246 The Main. They're going to be joining us to talk about their upcoming show, which is The Message from Jacob Marley. It's based on the Dickens' A Christmas Carol, there's so many variations of it, from The Muppet Christmas Carol to Scrooged to all kinds. But check this out at 246 The Main. The Message from Jacob Marley. That's coming up. And we're going to learn. We're going to see pretty much, well, not the entire cast, because they've got like 31 folks. But we have select cast members will be joining us from that production. And we'll let you know where you can get your tickets and all that. Also, we have, speaking of Christmas, we have folks from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce and the Bedford Christmas Station that's going to be joining us during that segment as well. So stay tuned. Plus, of course, we've got your five random facts. We got your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got a good news story for you as well. Today is National Pickle Day. A lot of pickle fans could celebrate. According to one report, more than 67% of all households eat pickles. On average, they purchase pickles every 53 days. So we're going to talk about this, as well as our top list. Top questions you should ask yourself before drinking pickle juice straight from the jar. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! Here's a quick recycling reminder from the guy at your area recycling center.
Pickle jar cover. What could they think is recyclable about a pickle jar cover?
Thanks for recycling.
Yeah. The Mike Show. All right, today is National Pickle Day. I love pickles. But I prefer Clausen pickles over I mean I'll eat any pickle, honestly. That sounded dirty. I'll eat any style, any flavor, but my favorite is honestly it would be the Clausen style. I would rather have I don't prefer the sweet pickles. I like the salty pickles. If I do. Here's a big question. When you're out of pickles, or maybe even before you've finished all the pickles in the jar, do you ever drink the pickle juice straight from the jar? I do. I'm sorry. Believe it or not, an online poll asked the question. 26% of people admitted they have done this. The other 74% said no. One person said, "Who drinks from the jar? Ew. Pour it into a cup, you animal." So it's likely that more people drink pickle juice, just maybe not directly from the jar. I don't know. Another didn't have a problem with the jar part. Quote, "I've drank olive juice straight from the jar, but not pickle juice." Someone who does drink the juice says it's a good source of electrolytes after a hard workout and tasty. So back in 2020, the year that shall remain nameless, we were actually starting to get a little bit healthier. Now, you know, some of us in the family just went beast mode, and others, you know, went wah wah, Homer Simpson mode.
No!
Yeah, when it came to 2020. But when we were trying, we were getting out more, and we were hitting the trail with the bikes and stuff. And we got back from a particularly hard ride, and I went straight for the pickles, and I told my older daughter. I said, nothing is better after a workout than a pickle. And so she made me, for Father's Day, she made me a painting that was a painting of pickles. And it said, nothing is better after a workout than pickles, Daddy. And then on the date that I said it, it was tremendous. Anywho, but I digress. Others say they don't. For the same reason that you would think, you know, that you wouldn't drink straight vinegar because it's too strong on its own. But again, I actually really like the pickle juice. Now, aren't there companies now that are just putting out these pickle juice drinks that you can have? You don't have to drink the juice out of the jar. Well, anyway, we digress. Happy National Pickle Day. With a survey finding 26% of us drink the juice straight from the jar. Now, before you add to that nasty total, you should really consider anything from today's list. It's our top list today. I don't think it's nasty. I think it's good. Top questions you should ask yourself before drinking pickle juice straight from the jar. Okay, great. Great. So this is going to be me. All right. Am I wearing a shirt I can get stains on? By stains, I mean throw up. What? No, it's delicious. Top questions you should ask yourself before drinking pickle juice straight from the jar. Is there an easier way to let others know I'm undateable? Well, that's a good. Will this make my friends think my breath stinks? If I had any friends. Top questions you should ask yourself before drinking pickle juice straight from the jar. Should I chase this with something even more disgusting, like Natty Light? Yeah, there you go. Top questions to ask yourself before drinking pickle juice straight from the jar. Do I recycle the empty jar or slam it to the ground like the badass that nobody thinks I am? Top questions you should ask yourself before drinking pickle juice straight from the jar. But seriously, what's my issue with cups? And top questions I should ask myself before drinking pickle juice straight from the jar. Yet again, do I put the dill in dill pickle? Huh? Do I put the dill? I'm a big dill. Where's my wah wah? Anyway, hi there. The Mike Show. What is today? Today's Thursday. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarchais. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is World Diabetes Day, or as Cinnabon customers call it, Thursday. The Golden Bachelorette chose her man last night. No word yet on what assisted living facility they'll move into. San Diego has been named the best place to celebrate Thanksgiving. The worst place? With your dysfunctional family. Lunchables have been removed from the National School Lunch Program. However, they remain a staple in the Divorced Dad's Lunch Program. And Tom Brady says he screwed up as a parent. Oh, so his kids want to work in radio too. Thanks, Dad. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. It's a moist day. As you can see, looking out at our downtown tower cam, if you're watching us on our Facebook Live, at the Mike Show VA. If you're not, if you're listening and you want to check out our Facebook Live, you can do that simply by visiting the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. All right. Let's talk about passwords. Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords and that get leaked on the internet to figure out the most common, easy, and hackable ones that people are still using. The number one most commonly hacked password that Americans used in 2024 is the word secret. That password took less than a second to be hacked and has been used more than, get this, 328,000 times. The second worst password is 123456, which is the number one worst globally. The rest of the 10 worst in the U.S. are the word password, QWERTY, 123, Q-W-E-R-T-Y, 123, QWERTY 1, 123456789, password with the number 1, 123456789, 12345, and ABC 123. Somewhere, a room full of Russians are looking from their fake Facebook accounts and smiling at this moment. Other common bad ones include I love you, all you know, crammed together, no spaces. Baseball, princess, football, monkey, and sunshine. The top 200 also includes these gems. Trust with a capital T, no one. Trust no one. Trust with a capital T, capital N, and the number one. Let space me space in. And password P ampersand SSW 0 RD. Yikes. Yeah, let's change it to facepalm. anyway, coming up, we're going to get smart. I promise we will get smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. And now it's time for
five random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the black dots around your car windshield are called frits. They're an enamel that's baked into the glass to ease the temperature transition from the black band around the edges to the clear glass so it doesn't expand and crack. Huh. The black band needs to be there because it blocks the UV light and protects the glue that holds the windshield into place so it doesn't pop out. Number two. In China.
Hello.
Hi. Some police prefer guard geese over guard dogs. Because geese apparently are more territorial and have better eyesight. Number three. The word anorexia means the abnormal loss of appetite. Anorexia nervosa is the correct name of the actual eating disorder. Number four. New York City.
New York City
has a larger population than 38 U.S. states. And then number five. The first non-white player in the NBA was actually Asian.
Hello.
Hi. He was a Japanese-American named Wachoru Masaka, and he played in three games for the New York Knicks in the 1947 and 1948 season. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the... what's today? Thursday? Yeah, it's the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes after we have interviews and talk with a bunch of folks. Kayla joining from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We also have the folks on Theatre Thursday from 246 The Main. They're all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That brings us Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Hi. It is Thursday, and we were talking off air about how I feel like every week has just trucked along so fast, and I can't imagine. I'm like, it's Thursday already? How is it Thursday already? But you've had ups and downs and all that kind of stuff.
We have it. I was telling you earlier, some weeks it seems like they go by so fast. Others go by so slow. I think we both have so much going on. It's hard to keep up with the days.
Well, I want to look at it as a good thing. I'm going to go glass half full, as you said, and go, well, it's probably because we have so much going on, but we're on top of it. And yes. and it just is blazing by, but that's not why we're here. We're actually here to talk about the chamber, but we're going to talk with a guest that you brought to the platform. Who'd you bring?
So this morning we have Patty Brown. Patty is the president of the Bedford Community Christmas Station.
Hi,
and
Patty.
They actually won our Nonprofit of the Year award back in September.
Congratulations, Patty!
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Good to see everyone this morning.
it's great to see you as well. Gearing up for the season that your organization is named for. Tell us how things are going and what's going on in your world.
Well, as you said, we're gearing up for our busy season. The Beaufort Community Christmas Station this time of year is getting ready for our Christmas distribution program. And we, during that program, we serve our low-income Beaufort County families who have been approved by a screening process. And they will come in during the second week in December. They have a shopping assignment that they have been given, and they receive toys for their children, clothing for kids. They receive a food box with food that will be used to prepare their Christmas meal, household items. Seniors and adults with disabilities will be able to receive items in a department there, as well as household items. Our facility becomes a store at that point, at that second week, and it is set up like a department store, and approved families come in, as I said, and receive their gifts. Now, all of these items are free of charge to them, and we are so blessed and have been so blessed through the years to receive donations, both monetary and items that people are so generous to give us to be able to stock in these departments.
That is fantastic. Well, tell us first about how many folks do you serve with Beaufort Community Christmas Station? And then what's the process? How do folks qualify for that?
We serve this year. We have approved 285 families to come through on those 3 days, the second week in December. That included in those families are approximately 843 individuals.
Wow.
Yes. And the process is in October, we provide screenings, and we did, I think it was six or seven screenings. I think it was six screenings this year. And folks will come in and they bring their proof of their monthly income, of course, their ID. Families with children bring the proof that their kids are in school. And we screen them based on their monthly income levels and if their children are in school.
Right.
Disabled adults have to prove that they have been gone through the process with Social Security, and they have that paperwork with them, which is the SSD, and they show us that proves that they have been approved through Social Security for disability.
Okay. So this is a wonderful program. How long have you been doing this?
We started this in 2006. A group of citizens from Beaufort County got together in a room in the county administration building. I was one of those people. Karen Hughes, who was our former president, started the program. And back in 2006, and we had a group of us who we didn't have that building that you're showing. We were meeting in another building that was downtown, provided to us by the county. And social services at the time paid all of our utilities. Wow. And we started the program literally with an idea in our heads. And we patterned the program after the one that is in Montgomery County. They call their program the Montgomery County Christmas Store. And they gave us lots of good advice and help. and helped us to launch that program that started in December of 2006. And we were so blessed to have been able to become a 501c3 program, an organization, and in that from between March in 2006 and December of 2006, we had the help of the Johnny Overstreet at the time, who was the city attorney, and Stan Bennett, who was a CPA, and they provided and donated their time to help us go through that process. So we have been blessed from the very beginning, and we have a lot of volunteers. That's the building right there. Thank you, Mike, for bringing all these pictures up.
Absolutely.
That shows our first building on it was on Main Street.
Nice.
Right. And that shows where we started and how far we have come is just amazing. Back in 2013, we were blessed by Earl Childers, who gave us our current building. And we own that building. And we also are blessed to have money that's the building right there that you're showing. And we're also blessed to have money coming in October from his foundation. He is now deceased. That helps us to pay our business expenses. And then we do a thrift store. We set our facility up as a thrift store between February and the end of December. And all of that money that we make in that thrift store and all the items that we stock in that thrift store are from donations from folks in the county. And all of that money that we make we're able to use that to support our programs.
Well, that is fantastic. Where are you located now, and how can folks get in touch with you?
We are at 510 Blue Ridge Avenue, and that building that you're showing is right across the parking lot from, if you know where Double Dragon is, it's in the 60 Shopping Center right off of Blue Ridge Avenue. And you may contact us through our phone number, which is 540-586-0754. You may contact us through the website, and that is BedfordChristmasStation.org. You can also contact us through an email, which is either info@BedfordChristmasStation.org, or you can contact me directly, which is president@BedfordChristmasStation.org.
Very, very cool. Well, this is all wonderful. Do you need any volunteers? Is there anything that you need right now?
Right now, we're good with volunteers for our Christmas program. And nice. That is our biggest program of the year. Now, fast forward, in first part of January, we will start gearing up again for our thrift store. And that is where we need a lot of volunteers. We will start receiving donations, putting donations to stock our thrift store out in January. And then in the first part of February, we will start receiving donations. We have a donation drop-off on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 and 4. We'll receive donations those 2 days, and starting on Saturdays as well in February. And then we need folks to process those donations, price them, and get them out on the floor. So absolutely, the best way to be able to come in and fill out a volunteer application is to come in on between 10 and 4, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We're open year-round Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Or also, there is the volunteer application on the website that you can print off and fill out and mail in or drop off. And one other thing that just occurred to me, if I may, We do have a year-round food pantry that operates on Tuesdays and Wednesdays year-round. I will say, though, the last 2 weeks of December, we will be closed. So, but otherwise, year-round, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, folks can come in and receive a food box. We also, in our year-round food pantry, which is a little bit different from other food pantries, we do supply diapers and wipes, incontinence supplies for disabled adults and seniors. And those items are things that these families cannot get through the SNAP program, which is the food stamp program. So we try to keep those items in our, on our shelves for them.
Well, very, very cool. Well, Patty, thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you all for the opportunity. I always enjoy talking with you all. And of course, this organization is near and dear to my heart. I'm always I always love to talk about the Beaufort Community Christmas Station.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And Kayla, you guys are busy up through the end of the year. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Foster's actually at one of our events right now. And that'll kind of take us through November. We don't have anything scheduled through the end of November, just with Thanksgiving and everything. But going into December, we have three events to kind of wrap up the year. The first one is going to be on Saturday, December 7th. That's our 11th annual Christmas market. We do still have space available. It's outdoor booths only. But if you are a craft vendor and you have any interest, you can check it out on our website. There is an application process. We generally see 300 to 400 people walk through that day. So it's a really great opportunity for craft vendors. But also if you're a business or an organization that just wants to get in front of people, it can be a really good opportunity just to have a big influx of people from the community walk through in those, 4 hours.
Absolutely.
The next thing is our annual Align Before 9 at the Welcome Center. It's going to be on Tuesday, December 10th from 8 to 9 a.m. They will have their Festival of Trees up. It's just a very laid-back, casual networking event. They'll have breakfast, they'll have coffee, and you get to look at all 40 of their Christmas trees that they have in there. That's always a really fun event. It's December. People are starting to slow down. So it's just a really, really fun event. If you're not big into networking events, this one is a really good one that you should try out. Then the last thing that we have is Thursday, December the 12th. We're doing a grant writing information. It's one of our smart sessions, but it's on grant writing. And that is going to be at the Bedford Central Library. There are still spots available for that one. So if you're interested in learning more about grant writing, if you have a nonprofit organization or something like that, come on out and join us for that one. You can get all the information on our website. It's bedfordareachamber.com.
Absolutely. And do you have to be a chamber member for any of these events?
You do not. There are certain benefits for chamber members. Some things you just get a discounted price. Some things you get to attend for free. But none of the things that I just mentioned are off limits to non-members.
But you should be a member if you own or manage a business anywhere in and around the Bedford County area. You don't have to physically be located in the county or Bedford, the town. If you just want to do business with this dynamic group of people, look into it. It's very affordable and you can expand if your goal is to expand your circle and you're not already a member of the Bedford Area Chamber. You need to be, because you will. In 2025, you will grow your business if you're attending any of these networking opportunities, meeting folks, working within the community with the chamber. You will grow your business. So get more information, give Kayla a call, or visit bedfordareachamber.com. All right. Thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it and look forward to talking with you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you, Patty. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ears. It's Audio Vault that's coming up. Stay tuned.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Theatre! Thursday. And, well, today is the day we bring in guests from the local theater area, and today's no exception. Who do we have?
Donalyn Davis, the owner and director of this particular show at 246 The Main Cultural Arts Theater in Brookneale, Virginia.
Yeah. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great today.
You'll need to lean in a little bit closer to your mic.
Okay.
Okay.
Get cozy.
There we go. And it is. It's a cozy couch.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, we love having you guys in the studio. And the Christmas season is upon us. What are you guys here to promote?
Well, it's The Message from Jacob Marley, which was written by Dave Troughton. He's a professor in New Brunswick, Canada.
Okay.
And we did this show about 9 years ago, and it's a great show. First cast was 45 people. This year we have 31 people and a crew of 10.
Wow.
We trimmed it down, but it's actually better this year.
Really?
Than it was 9 years ago.
Okay.
It's a great show.
Well, this is fantastic. Well, obviously, this is a take on the classic Scrooge story. Tell us how this differs.
It's faith-based, and it's a little bit more endearing, I think. The original was a little harsher.
Okay.
And though we do get a little down and dirty with ours, we also have some comedic people pauses in there, some comedy relief. And the actors are really strong.
Okay.
Very, very strong. We have seasoned thespians in it. We have a couple newbies, too.
I thought you sent them to the gym.
Yeah,
they're
well...
Big strapping folks.
Yeah, well, we have that, too. We have that, too, yeah.
Well, let's introduce the cast, and we'll start right here.
I'm Dan Taylor. I play Ebenezer Scrooge.
Uh-huh. I can tell. Very commanding. You, sir?
I'm Luke Estes. I play the pawnbroker, Old Joe.
Okay. You?
I'm Abigail Baldwin, and I play Christmas Past.
Christmas Past. Or Past?
Past.
Past. And then you are?
I am Janet Lambert, and I am an employee of Ebenezer Scrooge,
mm-hmm.
the laundress.
How's that working out for you?
Wonderful. Very wonderful.
All right. Well, tell us individually or as a group, you know, and then the cacophony will ensue. But tell us what has been the more challenging part of this particular role for you?
I did this role before because I did it 9 years ago when we did the show. This is a very emotional role. The scene in front of the gravestone is a very emotional one for me. And I feel like when I did it 9 years ago, I kind of had to fake it a little. But this time I'm really getting the real true emotions of doing it.
Wow. That's tremendous. So, and this is not your first time playing this role.
No, I'm reprising the role.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you?
Well, sure. We can keep going down the line.
Yeah.
So,
let's do that.
As Old Joe, I'm one of the newbies that Dunlin has mentioned. I haven't. Last time I acted, I was in high school, and so. So the challenge for me, I guess, is learning a lot of theater processes, memorizing my lines, which I have, and then also breaking out and trying to do, get grittier with my character, because my character is not a very nice person.
Okay.
He's buying stolen stuff from Scrooge, stuff that from Scrooge's laundress, and then reselling it and things, and so just getting into that and getting down and dirty and have a weird Cockney accent and all that stuff and trying to have fun with that and get gritty and, you know, follow what Donalyn says. So it's been a great learning process for me.
Nice. And do you get to fly?
I get to float and, like, flitter. Okay. I don't get to fly.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, floating and flittering is fine.
Oh, yeah. I suppose enough. the hard part in this role for me, the challenging one, is probably the little ballet I have to do. Okay. I get a little dance, and right. I haven't done ballet in, like, a good couple years. So I get to relearn that. I'd say that was the tough
nice.
One.
Nice. And you?
Well, I done this role 9 years ago, and I'm just trying to perfect it and do it better than I've done before.
Okay.
The role actually shows that should the absolute worst dire thing ever happen to Scrooge, mm-hmm. that his employees have very little sympathy for the situation, and in fact, they just take advantage of it and are filled with joy over it.
And for you, you had mentioned early on that this was actually the best version of this that you guys have done. And any challenges for you?
Well, I was grateful that the Mark Forman Foundation gave me $1,000 to make this more special than it was before. I got the Director's Award, so it was a grant, I guess. So. The challenge was to make the magic happen even more so in this show than we had 9 years ago. And I think we are accomplishing that. And I'm excited for the audience to see the special effects.
Well, that's wonderful. And special effects, pyrotechnics.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
When does this open?
December 6th, we have a 7 o'clock show. December 7th, which is Saturday, we have a 2 and a 7 o'clock show.
Okay.
And then December 8th is Sunday, we have a 2 o'clock show.
All right.
So we're doing it 4 times.
And folks can learn more at your website, which is 246themaintheatre.com. Theater spelled fancy.
Correct.
246themaintheatre.com. And we're going to link that up on our social media as well.
We also have a Facebook page, 246themain, that has all the information, too.
Okay. So, real quick, we'll kind of go rapid fire, and we'll start with you again. What has been your favorite role to date to play? And follow up question, a role that you have yet to play, what would be a role that you would want to play?
Oh, wow. That's a real loaded question. There's a lot of roles that I've done that I really, really enjoyed. One of my favorites was when I was Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast. This role here is Ebenezer Scrooge. One of my favorites. I've done so many iconic roles. I was the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. I love that. As far as roles that I want to play. Oh, and I was the Grinch too. I love doing that. I think I'm being typecast.
I was just going to say.
roles I want to do. I hadn't even thought about it. I like to play roles that are really characters. Mm-hmm. And I like to play roles where I can really get into the character and not just be myself. Yeah. I'm not just an ordinary person, but I'm really a character. Those are the kind of roles I really love.
Okay.
You know, I've had very few roles that I've done in the past, and so this one I think is my favorite.
Nice.
It's really...
good answer.
Yeah. It's really helped me to learn and I create a character for myself to embody, and I guess... For future roles, anything that where I get to stretch and grow, that will make me do things outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I'd say my favorite character was
Probably Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker.
Okay.
And a dream role out of everything. Probably, shoot. I'll go with Liesel in The Sound of Music.
Nice.
My favorite role was, it had to have been Gloria / Velvet.
Okay.
In the trilogy that Donna Lynn wrote.
Nice.
Which was Twinkle Toes, Twinkle Toes 2, T-O-O, and Wrinkle Toes. That was very fun and not so challenging. And I'm not sure exactly which role I would aspire to do, but I would say I want it to be one that is so totally opposite of me. It would have to be...
Interesting.
Very...
Very much a challenge.
Evil. Very evil person would be very opposite of me.
And Donna Lynn, what has been your favorite show? And is there anything that you haven't done yet that you'd like to do?
Fiddler on the Roof, I think, was my favorite show. Okay. It was the third show we did. And when I said I was going to do it, people are like, yeah, you're never going to accomplish that. And we did it, and we did a great job at it. I just want to keep on going with shows. We've done 34 or 35 shows now.
Wow.
We've only done 3 repeats for our 10th anniversary. And I'm just looking for new material that will challenge my actors and give them some joy while they're in the process and something that the audiences will love.
Well, very, very cool. Well, we're looking forward to it. And if you want to learn more or get tickets, you can visit 246themaintheatre.com. And we'll link that up in our social media as well.
And our tickets are sold on LynchburgTheaters.tickets.com. LynchburgTickets.com, yeah.
And we'll link that up as well. The show opens again when?
December 6th.
And runs through?
The 8th.
There you go. Really, really easy. Well, thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you guys for stopping by and visiting with us. It's the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. You get the point. All right. So there's a documentary about Martha Stewart, currently in the top 10 on Netflix. Let's celebrate her success with this. It's things Martha Stewart says that sounds dirty, but aren't.
Now, things that Martha Stewart says that sound dirty but aren't.
So now take off your apron. Five-fingered palm. There it is. Look how big that is. It looks real nice. It's not as hard as you think. Well, here we have it. We have more meat than you can possibly imagine. These two can be drained until they're glossy and stiff. 2 inches deep. And the inside, moist. So now we can do the rest by hand. Yum.
Wow.
That was things that Martha Stewart says that sound dirty but aren't.
Yeah, okay. Ever since Britney Spears divorced Kevin Federline in 2007, Kevin, also self-dubbed as K-Fed, has received thousands, tens of thousands of dollars each month from Britney for child support. But tomorrow is the last payment since their youngest son turned 18. Time is running out, but you can help.
Kevin Federline needs your help. The Britney Baby Daddy gravy train is over, and K-Fed could be in financial straits. Soon, America's favorite ex-husband of Britney Spears will no longer receive $40,000 each month in child support payments. He lives in Hawaii, and we all know how expensive Hawaii is. Since booking a DJ gig for the Rabinovitz Bar Mitzvah in 2013, Kevin Federline has remained unemployed. Simply put, K-Fed is K-F***ed. But for as little as 30 cents a day, you can keep Kevin Federline dancing, DJing, doing whatever the f*** it is that K-Fed does. Help K-Feed K-Fed. Go to GoFundMe.com and donate to the K-Fed K-Fund.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to viral videos. If you've never heard this, it's worth a listen. There's a guy that does a perfect Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. Calling up to get a reservation at a restaurant.
Hey, this is Arnold. Listen, I will be in the area tonight around 8 o'clock. I mean, if you can have any wiggle room, it would be absolutely fantastic.
Sure, we can put you down for 8 o'clock. Would you like me to put it under your name?
If you could use a pseudonym, I think we should use Ari, A-R-I, Schwartz. I mean, they will not know.
All righty, you are all set.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon, right? Hasta la vista.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. And I will say, if I get diarrhea at this restaurant, I will not be back.
Wow. Man, oh, man. What about this? Here is Professor Nathan Hart of the Natural Sciences School talking about a new study that says affixing LED lights to the bottom of surfboards could deter attacks by great white sharks.
So what we've been doing is driving a boat and pulling behind that boat a seal-shaped foam decoy and seeing how the sharks respond to that decoy. And what we found out is that if you put lights on the bottom of the decoys, the sharks leave them alone. And so we think this tells us a lot about how sharks see the world and how they detect and target their prey. But it also potentially gives us an insight into how we can develop a non-lethal shark deterrent, especially for surfers.
Interesting. There's new data out on how much alcohol you can drink and still be healthy. But it's nothing earth-shattering. 2 drinks a week is low risk. 3 to 6 drinks is moderate risk. A week? 3 to 6 drinks a week? 7 or more is increasingly high. Here, do we have sound on this?
So, how much do you drink?
I'd say I'm good for about 10 or 12.
Okay. 10 or 12 a week, that's not bad.
About a week? Well...
You drink 10 or 12 beers a day?
You counting beers too?
Anyway, let's see. 54% of cat owners are concerned about their cat's litter box habits. Men are more concerned than women. On top of that, 65% of cat owners say they don't clean the litter box as much as they should. I need your help, okay? And I realize that just cats be doing cat things, right? But Jerry the cat, Jerry is my boy. Let me look up Jerry the cat. Here, I want to show you a picture of Jerry. Just if you haven't seen Jerry recently or never saw Jerry, I'm going to share this up on our social media at the Mike Show VA. All right, there's my Jer Bear. He's my boy. I love Jerry the cat. Jerry has gotten into this really, really, really bad habit. He used to be able to, he used to sleep through the entire night, or he'd get up and he'd, you know, go around, but he never did the whole caterwauling thing all night long. Now, Jerry is walking around the edge of our mattress, stepping in our hair in order to get our attention because he wants fed again. Now, I thought I had it figured out. I thought, hey, if I feed him a little bit of wet food right before everybody goes to bed, then he sleeps through the night. Well, now that's not the case. Okay. Then he was getting me up around 3, but that was before daylight saving. So the daylight saving ending. So now it's 2, and I have to go and I have to fill his bowl. So I figured, all right, I'm going to get one of those auto feeders. Okay. It hasn't come in yet, but I'm willing to give it a try. But now he gets up. If he hears somebody moving, if somebody gets up to go pee, he gets up and he comes upstairs whatever time that is. So it could be 12:30. It could be whenever. And then he's back every hour, even if he's been fed every hour. Now he wants fed again. He's a senior kitty. He's like 14, 15 years old now. But if anybody has any suggestions on how we can fix this situation and get him to stop waking me up every freaking hour at night. It's literally, last night it was every hour. Well, anyway, getting back to this story about the litter box habits. Oh, yeah, and I probably should clean the litter box, too. 65% of cat owners say they don't clean the litter box as much as they should. Do we have sound on this?
I can't even get my cat to use the litter box.
Okay, whatever. Those are from Evan Almighty. Good Lord. Save those two for stupid criminals. No. Comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here's comedian Brian Regan on a breakfast or break room favorite.
I'm looking at the Pop-Tarts box, and I notice they have directions on there. They have two full sets of directions. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how it's possible that the directions are longer than one. You think it would be step one, toast the Pop-Tarts. But they've managed to break it up into smaller increments. These are the actual toaster steps. I want to be in the room watching somebody who has to consult these steps. Okay, number one, remove pastry from pouch. Okay. I see where they're going with this.
All right, this is your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here. And lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. I dare you. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, here's Jerry. Coming up, we've got stupid criminals. We're gonna get dumb, but then we've got a good news story for you. We'll share that. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Doo-doo. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Police officer in New Hampshire stopped along a highway on Monday night when he saw an abandoned vehicle. When he got out, he heard gunshots in the woods nearby and called for backup. He had two concerns. In addition to the gunshots, the area was near a wildlife management zone, and also the shots sounded rapid, like they could be from an automatic firearm. Several agencies responded. They set up a perimeter and closed in on the individual. He was taken into custody without incident. His name and age were not released. Police say he was shooting a small tree and the ground around the tree, and he had 9 guns on him at the time.
He came upon an abandoned vehicle. He heard what he believed to be gunfire, which then caused them to request the assistance of multiple other agencies until they could figure out what exactly was going on. Upon setting up the perimeter, they were also able to learn who the individual in question was. So they were able to make contact with him by phone, also using the PA system on the cruiser to call him out of the woods. He was shooting a small tree in the ground around the tree.
That was Lieutenant Justin Dottie talking about the arrest. He is looking at charges for reckless and disorderly conduct. There are more coming. Technically, it wasn't illegal to be shooting in the woods, but the police say the charges are warranted based on the totality of the circumstances. Also, the guy was not related to the abandoned vehicle, so it's unclear what that was about, if any. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A worker at a thrift store in Missouri discovered some World War II love letters in a donation bin, so she started Googling the names to unravel the mystery of who these people were. She found that the couple lived a very, very happy life. Here's reporter Megan Duncan and Salvation Army manager Tina Iffert talking about the letters.
This isn't such a bad place, and they treat you swell. And if there was any loving from you, I can definitely take it. Love always, Chester. From the very beginning, she was looking for a sewing machine. So throughout the whole thing, he's like, honey, you will find that sewing machine. But so I just always crack up because she like spent the whole war looking for this perfect sewing machine. But that said, she was amazing because she also worked, and she was running things at home. We talked about how, you know, when I get back, we're going to open a business. We're going to do these things. And then when you look into their lives and you look at the pictures, like all of that came true.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. Tonight, program note, you can join us. Here, wait a minute. Let me pull up the graphic real quick. There we go. Present. Share screen. There we go. Join us tonight. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location from Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg. It is our mic'd up pop-up concert series. You can join us from 5 until 7 o'clock tonight. And we have Charlotte Nebraska is going to be joining us with some great music. An artist that you may not have heard. She's getting around and playing a lot of local venues, and we want to learn more about Charlotte. So come on out and join us at Three Roads tonight from 5 until 7. It is the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Happy Hour series. Well, that is it. That is the program. Let's change the banner here. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?